Sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson. This sports update brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In high school baseball, yesterday Logan Magnolia beat the Atlantic Trojans by a score of 3-1. Also in baseball last night, Bondurant and Farr topped Carroll 6-1. Corning shut out Wayne 10-0. Tri-Center beat Riverside 6-3. St. Albert beat Clarinda 7-6. Southeast Warren was over Bedford 17-0. Pleasantville beat Nottoway Valley 9-1. Maple Valley was over Woodbury Central 7-6. I-35 shut out East Union 16-0. It was Griswold edging AHST 10-9. That game played in 12 innings. East Mills beat Fremont Mills 12-2. Denison Schleswig won both games of their doubleheader over Shenandoah 12-9 in the first game, 10-0 in the second game. High school softball from last night, Harlan beat Clarinda 10-0. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 4-0. Fremont Mills was over East Mills 12-7. Stanton beat Sydney 9-1. Trainer topped Missouri Valley 3-1. Pleasantville beat Nottoway Valley 12-0. Charter Oak Ute was over Otobolt Arthur BCIG 4-3. That game played in 8 innings. Westwood Sloan also beat Woodbine by a score of 8-0. From the U.S. Olympic swimming trials in Omaha last night, Scott Welts and Clark Burkle have finished a surprising 1-2 in the 200-meter back breaststroke at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials in Omaha. The two favorites, Eric Shanto and Brendan Hansen, finished third and fourth respectively, which means they will not be swimming in the 200 in London. They'll have to settle for racing the 100 breast after going 1-2 in that event. Also, Nathan Adrian edged Cullen Jones in the men's 100 free. Camille Adams was more than a second faster than Kathleen Hersey in the women's 200 butterfly. The swimming trials continue at CenturyLink Center in Omaha today. A Kansas man at the center of a large-scale marijuana case allegedly supplied the drug to multiple players from the 2010-2011 Kansas men's basketball team. The Kansas City Star reports that an assistant U.S. attorney made the claim during a June 18th detention hearing for Samuel Villarreal III. Villarreal was among numerous defendants charged June 11th with a scheme to distribute more than 2,000 pounds of marijuana in Johnson and Douglas counties in Kansas. The AP's attempts to reach Kansas coach Bill Self and associate athletic director Jim McCroney were unsuccessful. Royce White is the fourth Iowa State player to be selected in the draft's top 16 picks in the past 25 seasons. The last was Marcus Fizer, who went fourth overall to the Bulls in 2000. Boise State says the NCAA will reconsider scholarship sanctions imposed on the football program. Boise State issued a statement saying the NCAA Division I Infractions Appeals Committee found that the scholarship penalties announced last September, in addition to Boise State's self-imposed sanctions, were excessive. In baseball news, Clint Barm is pinch hitter. Alex Presley and Garrett Jones each homered in a 4-run sixth inning that snapped a tie. And the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the St. Louis Cardinals 14-5 in a game that began in 101-degree heat Friday night at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. The Pirates have 38 home runs this season, one off for the franchise record set back in 1975, and the run total for the franchise's best since they also scored 14 on August 31, 2010 at the Chicago Cubs. For the St. Louis Cardinals last night, Carlos Beltran got his 2,000th career hit on an RBI single in the third against Kevin Correa of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Cardinals and the Pirates play again tonight on KJAN. Actually, it'll be this afternoon. 12:20 will be our pregame show here on KJAN. Also in Cardinal baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals right-hander Chris Carpenter has resumed a throwing program after recovering from a compressed nerve in his shoulder, but the Cardinals don't know if he'll be ready to pitch still this season. Also in Major League Baseball, yesterday the White Sox beat the Yankees 14-7, Baltimore beat Cleveland 9-8, Toronto was over the LA Angels 7-5, Tampa Bay beat Detroit 4-2, Texas beat Oakland 4-3, Kansas City was over Minnesota 4-3, Boston beat Seattle 5-0, the Cubs were over Houston 4-0, Miami knocked off the Philadelphia Phillies 6-2, Washington beat Atlanta 5-4, Arizona topped Milwaukee 9-3, Colorado beat San Diego 10-2, the Mets beat the LA Dodgers 9-0, and Cincinnati beat the San Francisco Giants by a score of 5-1. In Pacific Coast League action from yesterday, the Omaha Storm Chasers beat the New Orleans team by a score of 8-3. Iowa Cubs beat Oklahoma City 7-0. In games being played today, the iCubs are on the road. They're at Nashville, while Omaha will be home as they're taking on Albuquerque tonight with a 7:05 first pitch scheduled. Hunter Mahan is the leader at the midway point at the AT&T National near Washington as Mahan fired a 6-under par 65 on Friday. for a 7 under total, 2 strokes ahead of Jimmy Walker, Robert Garrigues, and Brendan DeJong. Tournament host Tiger Woods is tied for 11th at 2 under par so far. Also just did receive word that the third round of the AT&T Championship has been canceled for today due to rain at that golf course. And Jimmy Johnson has captured the pole for Saturday night's Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway. Johnson posted a lap time of 181.818 to edge runner-up Kyle Busch by almost 0.4 of a second. The 5-time Sprint Cup champion had not won a pole since September of 2010 at Dover. Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick will start from the second row ahead of Ryan Moomin and Clint Bowyer. That's a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN Sports.